Well, there's going to be adversity in every single game. There's adversity every day in practice. There's adversity in the meetings when someone doesn't have the right answer. There's adversity in life, and so it's how you respond to it. And so we'll see the response when the game is over, as opposed to when it starts. The New York Giants are talented on defense. You know, you look at that defensive line, and they match up with anybody in the National Football League and measure up as well. So, you know, we definitely have to be in our A game. First off, that's, you know, as an offense coordinator and offensive line coach, that's my responsibility to make sure that we pick up these blitzes. And obviously last week we didn't do that. We didn't see the blitz correctly to be able to pick it up. So if you follow your rules and you're consistent with your rules, things will get picked up. So I'll take the hit on that, and it's my responsibility to get it right, and we'll do that. You know, Jay's done a nice job. None of us did a good job in the first quarter last week, but as the game went on, we settled in and we played, and you never know when you're going to drop a ball on a first play, on a run play in the first play of a game, and you got to fight through that. You have to be mentally tough enough to continue to play and move on to the next play, and I think we did that, and we have the resiliency in this building and in this room and in the group to get that done. But Alshon is very efficient. He runs every day in practice, every walkthrough. He does a very good job of running routes exactly the way you want him to run, blocking where you want to block. You see, we use him a lot in the blocking schemes in the run game, and he has been a dynamic player this year, and we're excited that we can keep using him. You know, our offense is so multiple that he'll move from the weak side of the formation to the strong side of the formation to the slot, and where we feel the best matchup or we can get him the ball, we'll do it week to week. So I don't think at any point would a defense be able to look at us and say either any of those guys are in the exact spot. Well, it's just like anything else. You know, if you game plan for one guy, you got to throw it to someone else, and that just happens. And he happened to be the read on the plays, or he happened to be open. Might have been the second or third read. I mean, just because Alshon caught all those balls doesn't mean that the first read was Alshon. Yeah, this team came in the day after the game, and the entire offense was in lifting, working out together, watching the tape together, because it was a short week. We weren't able to show the entire tape like we normally do to them. And they watched it all on their own, gave us the reports of this is what should have happened, this is what we should have done, we see this here, this is what we did well. And so obviously when you have a team that's that driven to get something solved or to continue to have success, there should be success in the future. No, I think the end of the game, the score, the finish, do we turn the ball over? It's going to come over to turnover ratio. If we don't turn it over and we get turnovers on defense, we'll win this football game. Thanks.